Hello there. Did you find the hotel okay? Any problems checking in downstairs? I know this is very different than coming to see me in my office. But after your last email, I reached out to my backers and proposed that we use this location. They own the hotel, and these rooms are used for long and short-term observation. 3 floors are dedicated to research work here, actually. So you don't have to worry about noisy neighbors or being disturbed in any way. Of course, this suite is wired for sound and total observation. It's a comforting thought knowing there's so much support behind the work we're doing together. Before our session begins, I'd like for you to have a seat and just focus on your breathing. I'm going to teach you a special breathing technique in just a moment, but I wanted to talk to you about your emails. It sounds like you might be feeling that your desires are getting stronger and that your predilections are getting worse. I'm sorry that you feel that way. I want you to know that it's natural, though, and I'm sorry you didn't mention it in our previous sessions. It's okay if you don't remember them. You respond very well to hypnosis. In fact, you slip so deep into a hypnotized sleep for me that it makes me wish everyone I worked with was as receptive as you are. You're very open, though. At least you are with me. And that's why you may be feeling the way you do. Anyhow, before we start our session, I think it would be better if you just let yourself slow down. On your next breath in, I want you to count up to 4. And so as you breathe in, you will inhale 1, 2, 3, 4. And then as you exhale, you'll start with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just breathe like this while we talk. Focus on your breath while you listen. When you make a point to more fully exhale, it will make your next deep, slow breath in that much more relaxing. And the more relaxed you become, the more you let yourself slow down with me before we begin, the more time we can spend doing the work you need so you can become what you want. So as we begin our session, I want you to notice how easy it is for you to look deep into my eyes. I want you to keep counting your breath, and I want you to look deep into my eyes. Part of you is hesitant to open up again, because part of you thinks all the attention we've been spending on your repressed desires has made them thrust out so much more in your mind.
That's natural.
And it's a promising sign, because it's showing you that you are what you think. Eventually, we become what we pretend to be. And at any moment, we can be what we are thinking of.
And now, as you see yourself in my eyes,
deep in my pupils, remember how easy it is to just slip so deep into trance. I want you to consider something. If we are what we think we are, or what we're thinking, and if you're just thinking of your breathing now, then just let yourself realize that you are your breath. And every time you breathe out, you're letting go of yourself a little more. You see, 1, 2, 3, 4, breathing in isn't the same as 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sink. You're down into negative numbers now. And when you breathe in 1, 2, 3, 4, you're not filling yourself back to where you were. And then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sink. You're deeper than before. You're at -2. But just keep counting your breath. You'll end up at -3, 4, 5. But that's less than 0. When the numbers go up, you go down. And when the numbers go down, you go deeper. You slip down deeper. And you can see it in my eyes. You can see your reflection fading, growing smaller, blinking out as your eyes start to flutter, losing track of where you were in the count, not counting on how I was counting on how receptive you really are.
Look into my eyes and let go of any doubts. Let go of any apprehensions you have about the work we're doing. And are you trying to keep counting now? Just sliding down now. Deeper into my eyes. Deeper down into your eyes closing. And everything else just fading away. You're right where you need to be, getting the help you need from me. We are in session. We are addressing your issues. All of this is for your own good and your own needs. And you need to just slip even deeper down now. Deeper down into hypnotized sleep.
Down you
deep
go.
Sleep now.
Deeper,
yes.
Deeper every time.
You're doing so well right now. You're right on the edge of where you need to be. You are open to the sound of my voice. And feeling welcomed and engaged with the words I'm speaking to your subconscious now. In just a moment, I'm going to start counting down from 10 to 1. And as the numbers get smaller, you will find yourself sinking down into a deep and meaningful layer of trance, where we can explore your inner self more than before.
Go even deeper now.
This is something you've done for me so many times, and that's why it is already so easy for you to do. And to make it even easier for you, I want you to start thinking of falling deep down into yourself,
as if your regular personality
could take a little nap
and fall
into the comfort which is found deep inside of yourself. Deep, deep down, falling and falling. And as I've said, what you think is what you become.
That's it.
So think of your regular personality falling
falling deeper, falling into yourself, falling into a deep hypnotic sleep, tucked away and deep asleep. Just breathe in.
This session
and out.
Is exactly what you
deep
need.
Deep and slow.
And just follow my count as the other part of you, known by another name,
just slips deeper down into trance, starting with 10. Falling away now, deeper and deeper.
So
including
deep
that part of you that doesn't
now.
Think my hypnosis has been helping. If this part of you really doesn't think these sessions are what's best for you, then it won't let you drop deeper down with 9. But you are dropping down deeper and deeper with every number.
The masculine
if
part
any
of
part of you doesn't truly want
so
to just
deep
drop
asleep.
Down deeper with 8. Or 7, or let go even more, you'll notice that you're not just letting go and sinking deeper. But how do you feel when you hear the number 6?
Do you feel that other part of you
down falling
you
away
go.
And sinking
deeper
down
and deeper every time?
Yeah. Because as you think of it and imagine it, so it becomes. Even if that part of you tries to resist, you will find that it's a futile attempt, a facade, because in fact you are
you
falling deeper
so easily
and deeper
time.
Inside of yourself. Slipping into a state of hypnotic sleep, all tucked away, warm and safe, and feeling so dreamy and blissful as you continue to sink and fall away. Does it just feel so much easier to slide down, deeper down into the sound of my voice? When I say 5, everything around you fades. Or is there a part of you that's waiting for a moment to really try and resist me?
Let go.
A part of yourself that's emailed me and said that you thought we should stop? It's a part of you that is trying not to think of falling away and deep inside. But yet, it's just so irresistible. So insatiably pleasant to fall deep
so good for you.
Inside of yourself. Falling away and slipping down. Becoming separated from what's happening to the physical form of your body. Just thinking of slipping down, tucked away inside, warm, cuddled up,
is exactly
and so very
need.
Sleepy. Even when I say 3, you become what you're thinking now. Relinquishing that noisy, disruptive part of yourself that needs to be in hypnotic sleep right now.
So
restfully sleeping
now.
In hypnosis. So deeply asleep. I think you'll find that it's just easier to sleep now, cuddled up inside of yourself, warm and safe.
The masculine
blissfully
part of you
sleeping while I do all the work.
So deep.
You can sleep now. Separated from what's happening up here. No need to think about anything now. You've already fallen so deep inside of yourself where you can just rest now. Sleep now. Mistress will do all the work. You just rest
deeper every time
and let go with one and just slip down. Deeper down into hypnotic sleep. Anytime I snap my fingers, we are slipping a switch in your brain. We are turning off your doubts and fears so you can be perfectly open to address your deepest desires. And we both know that what you really want is to be a pretty girl, don't you? Yes. 10. Sleep deeper. 9. You're a sissy deep down inside. 8. Sinking deeper and becoming more open with every number. 7. There's no resisting.
Because that other part of you has fallen away,
relinquish
and has slipped
control,
deep
let
inside
go and fall
and deep
me
in sleep.
The pretty, girly sissy can now be free to come to life. 6. Finally able to breathe in air with your feminine lungs.
This 5. Session is so good for you.
4. 3. 2. 1. Sleep. Now. Yes. Deep sleep as your subconscious opens itself to me.
The session
it's true.
Is exactly what you need.
You've told me so many times in so many ways that what you really want is to be a pretty girl. And you have so many urges. Urges to dress up, to do your makeup. You told me that you own more high heels than men's shoes. So as you just open up and come to life more with me now, the masculine part of you is sound asleep. So there's nothing to fear. You can just be yourself right now. And it won't interfere or cause any trouble. This is the perfect setting for what you need.
The masculine part of you.
As you just breathe in
so deep
and out.
Sleep.
Deep and slow now. I'm going to explain a few parts of this new treatment. As part of the release you signed downstairs, you gave permission to have your home wired for audio and video. And as you just sink deeper down, that's right, down deeper now. A team is installing hidden surveillance equipment into your home. You see, mental health is a journey.
As you think.
You know this.
So you,
you know it's an ongoing process. And part of your process is the need for others. For external validators to watch you and judge you. Not in a cruel way. Not to humiliate you. Because there's nothing humiliating about these desires.
You are so
I promise
happy.
You that.
when you are
is nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
You need others to see you because you need their validation. You've been invisible for far too long. But we can all see you now. Sitting here, waiting for the chance to show all of us what urges you really need to free yourself from.
And be more feminine for
mistress. Yes, I have a group of trainees, students of my work. And they're watching us right now. You signed a release for that too, obviously. Now, as the reality of your situation opens up and empowers your inner self, let the sound of my voice help you feel safe and comfortable.
The more you experience
and even more cooperative now,
the better.
I would like for you to stay with me. Stay in the sound of my voice and look around the room now. There is a closet and a dresser full of feminine clothing for you, all in your size. And there is a makeup table with everything you would need to do a full face of makeup.
It feels so good.
And a collection of wigs and jewelry. And a closet full of shoes. You have an ideal image of yourself as a sissy. She is inside of you, and there are two urges that the masculine part of you wrestles with. The urge to deny her, and the urge to become her.
To be a sissy.
And part of your treatment is going to be exploring what those urges look like. That urge to deny her, to deny yourself,
looks like your masculine personality now.
Unhappy, conflicted, constantly struggling with those urges. Forget about that part of you now.
Being a
As the masculine part
are,
of you sleeps
it's inescapable.
Deeper now, helping you to feel more comfortable than ever before. You're deeply curious about what your feminine self could be and what you feel you should see yourself as. But you just don't know for sure. I have a special earpiece in my ear right now. And several of my students have questions that they want me to ask you.
You must.
So as they speak into my earpiece, I will ask their questions out loud. And as you think the answer, you become the answer. Remember, as you think, so you become. But before that, you need to strip all of the masculine presenting clothing. You need to strip down. And strip away the assumptions you've made about how you're supposed to look. It's okay. Just let go of whatever assumptions you're holding on to. And when they're gone, we can validate what you are truly happy being. And as you're removing that clothing, I'll ask you the first question. What type of undergarments do you enjoy wearing the most, and why? As you're answering the question in your mind, perhaps in the most feminine internal voice that you can, begin to browse through the drawers that I have filled up for you. Many different types of fabrics, from silk to satin, even cotton varieties. So many colors and styles. So think in your mind what type of undergarments you enjoy wearing the most, and find yourself gravitating to those. Find them in the drawers.
You are so happy.
And then begin to slip
when
them
you are
on.
In sissy mode.
And remember, as you think, so you become.
And tell us, since you're wearing it now, tell us how it feels in your most feminine voice. Really allow yourself to feel everything. Feeling it not only in your body, but in your mind as well. That's it. Use your most feminine voice and tell us how it feels. Let my students behind the mirror watching every move you make understand how good it feels for you. Help them understand your motives,
the more
desires,
you experience your sissy mode,
and feelings of pleasure.
The better it feels.
They're here to learn more about you. Go ahead. Take some time now to explain all of the glorious details. You're doing so well. Just feel how easy it is to slip into this side of yourself. When you're free from all doubts and fears, feel how easy it is to just slip into exploring who you can be. Very good. Now, before we move on, look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself it feels good to be a sissy.
For mistress.
Say those words out loud in your feminine voice. It feels good to be a sissy. That's it. Say it out loud and allow those words to repeat in your thoughts over and over again. Because as you think, so you become. It's hard to deny it, and it's easy to admit it. Since you're in your chosen undergarments, you're now ready to move on to the next question. Do you enjoy wearing makeup? And if yes, what kind of makeup do you enjoy wearing and why? And as you answer in your mind,
you want this.
Visualize yourself
you
at the mirror, putting on whatever makeup you desire.
You must be
as you visualize going through the motions of putting on your favorite makeup, your answers will help to reinforce your desires and pleasure. So now, tell us out loud the answer to the question. Answer in that pretty voice of yours. Do you like wearing makeup? And if yes, tell us out loud what you like to wear and why. Very nice. Now, are you seeing yourself applying the colors and textures onto your face while explaining all of the pleasures you receive from the process? It's such a good part of your therapy. And the students are gathering so much necessary information. You are and you look lovely. Don't you see how pretty your face is? Yes, your face is so pretty. Tell us that you have a pretty face. Say it out loud. Say,
as
you I have
think,
a pretty face.
So you become.
Yes, good girl. You do have a pretty face. Hear those words repeat in your mind over and over again. And remember, as you think, so you become. My students have submitted another question for you.
So happy.
They just spoke it to me in my headpiece, and I think it's a really good one.
So I'll ask you right now. What else would you like to wear right now? Oh yes, that's a fun one, isn't it? I believe they know that you want to wear something more than just undergarments. So softly tell us what you want to wear and why.
Be more feminine for
and that's right. Say it out loud so that my class can hear you. Describe it in detail as you look through the closets and find exactly what you're describing. Go on. Start looking in the closet and describing what you'd like to wear and why.
The more you experience your sissy mode,
the better it feels. And now slip on your desired clothing and describe how good it feels. Very good. This is such an important part of your therapy.
You're doing such a good job
in this process and treatment.
To be a sexy, sissy
Look at yourself
slut.
In the full body mirror now. And realize that there are just 3 things that are missing. Tell us out loud what kind of shoes you want to wear. And why. Shoes, boots, stilettos. Which are you most attracted to right now? As you look for something to match your desired outfit. And then tell us why. Tell us why you love it. Very good. Doesn't it feel right to wear them now? Doesn't it feel good to be a sissy? Tell my class that it does. Say the words, "It feels so good to be a sissy." Yes, that's it. Say it again now in a super feminine, girly voice. It feels so good to be a sissy.
You want this.
Your look is almost complete. But we all know you need a wig to have that glamorous hair that you've always dreamed of. Tell us what hair you want and how you like it. Do this as you go through this other closet, which is filled with all different styles and colors of wigs.
You are a
When you find the one that's perfect, put it on.
To be a sissy for mistress.
Very good. Very nice. There's only one thing left for your idealized femme self, sweetie. Accessories. You don't need to tell us. Just browse inside this tall wooden cabinet filled with everything that you could dream of. Take what you want, put it on, and then have a little twirl in front of the mirror. You look very happy, and so very soft and feminine, and it feels right, doesn't it? Yes, this is who
you
want to be, this is who
you
dream of being, and this is who you should be, isn't that right? Yes, it's true. It feels better to embrace the truth than it does to deny it, and that says so much. It says that the real urge you need to get rid of is the urge to deny yourself.
When you are in sissy mode.
You know what my students just told me on my earpiece? They think that you are so hot. And they have more questions for you to answer. And even more tasks for you to perform. Tasks that I know you're going to enjoy. So let's get started. Show them what it looks like for you to get on all fours. Yes, that's it. Get down on all fours now. Oh, and shake that ass. Oh, yes, like that. Oh, and now make a sexy face. Open your mouth where you're making a circle as if you're cooing in your softest, sexiest voice. As if you were saying, oh. Make that face while you're down there on your hands and knees. Yes, like that. Oh, that's sexy. Show them how slutty and willing you are, honey. Show them how curious you are about exploring cock. Oh my. Oh, does that make you giggle and feel shy? Don't be shy, silly girl. It's normal to have sexy fantasies that we keep to ourselves. But with us, you can really be yourself. You've kept that side of yourself hidden away under masculinity for far too long. Let yourself express the curiosity. Let yourself explore the freedom. Yes, it is so hot. Oh, you should see how sexy you look. Oh, God. Crawl over to the mirror and take a look.
Being a sissy is who you are.
Ooh, so sexy.
It's inescapable.
Oh, I just received another message in my earpiece from the secret class of students behind the mirror. Now my students want to watch you crawl to me. Crawl to me like you're a stripper. And you're about to give me a lap dance.
You want this.
Oh, seduce me.
This.
Seduce all of us.
You must be.
Oh,
my
yes.
Sissy.
Oh, act like a dirty slut. Because I know you want to experience what that feels like. Oh, God, yes. Now give me a lap dance. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, God, yes.
God, it feels.
Show us what you would do to get
to
fucked. Grind your ass against me. Oh, make me want it. Oh, how does this make you feel? Answer me in your sluttiest feminine voice. How much does this turn you on?
Being a sissy for mistress.
This is who you are.
Feels so good.
This is what you are. Dance for the mirror now. Seduce yourself. Seduce everyone on the other side of the mirror. Oh, yes. Very good. Make everyone want you. Make you want you. Show
as
yourself
you
that the urge to deny yourself
so
is wrong.
You
show yourself that being a sissy, a femme, a feminine sexual being is just what you are. And just what you need. Don't take anything off, leave it all on. Show us who you want to be when you're completely feminized.
You are so happy.
Completely sissified.
When you are in sissy mode.
Completely hypnotized into accepting the thoughts I've put into your head. My words are like gas on a flame. My treatment is the only cure that works to make your desires burn hotter. Until you can't see yourself as anything else.
The masculinity.
Look at how hot you are.
Feminine for mistress.
Notice how good you feel. Just keep being who you are and tease yourself in that mirror. Keep seducing that doubting, shrinking, fading part of yourself. The parts that were right about me all along. How could something that feels so good ever be bad?
The better it feels.
There's only one part of this phase of your treatment left. Sit back down. Close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice. As you listen to me now, you're going to repeat a new mantra. As you repeat, you're going to stroke,
feel so good,
rub,
so hot,
thrust, and fuck
sexy, sissy,
whatever
slut.
It is you're doing down between your legs, keep doing it. I like thrusting. You're going to do it. And you'll do it until I tell you to come with a countdown. Just repeat your new mantra
it's
now
so
in your most feminine voice.
To be a sissy for mistress.
I am happy when I embrace my sissy self. It feels so good to be a hot, sexy slut. As I think it, so I become. Pleasure yourself.
You are.
Stroking and thrusting and rubbing. As you say each set of mantras. Say it again. I am happy when I embrace my sissy self. It feels so good to be a hot, sexy slut. As I think it, so I become.
You want this.
Repeat after me again.
This.
I am happy when I embrace my sissy self. It feels so good to be a hot, sexy slut. As I think it, so I become. Now just keep repeating and stroking. Yes, like that. I am happy when I embrace my sissy self. It feels so good to be a hot, sexy slut. As I think it, so I become. Now just listen to me. Oh, and keep pleasuring yourself. Oh, it feels so good. Feel how good it is when you are a sissy. The pleasure feels so good. When you touch yourself like this, when you're dressed as a sissy, the sexual pleasure feels so much better. Yes, keep it up. As you listen to me brainwash your mind, you are naturally powerless to resist my control. You are profoundly open to my suggestions. You will masturbate to my sissy fantasies whenever you're horny. You are always a sissy in your fantasies. You will only come to sissy fantasies and desires. It's okay to want cock when you're a sissy. It's natural to need cock when you're a sissy. Fantasizing about cocks make you hot. I'm going to count you down now. And when I reach the number one, you're going to come so hard for me.
and that sensation of coming as a sissy will stay with you, always tempting you to do it again and again and again. Here we go, sissy. You're about to come so hard when I command it. 10. You are naturally powerless to resist my control. Thrust harder. 9. You are profoundly open to my suggestions. Rub yourself faster. You will masturbate to sissy fantasies whenever you're horny. Oh, keep going. 7. You are always a sissy in your fantasies. When I make you come as a sissy, it will become your new addiction. 6. You will only come to sissy fantasies and desires. When you come, it will release all negative thoughts attached to being a sissy. 5. It's okay to want cock when you're a sissy. Stroke harder now. Oh, and faster. 4. Oh, it's natural to need cock when you're a sissy. Every time you come to this session, you become more addicted to and obsessed with being a sissy. 3. Fantasizing about cock makes you hot. Oh, yes. And every time you come in this session, you become more accepting of and confident about being a hot slut. 2. You are happy when you embrace your sissy self. Ah, yes. It feels so good to be a hot, sexy slut. Oh, you're so close to being what you need to be now. Get ready. And 1. Come for me now. Come it all out. Come for me now. Come for me, slut. Come for me, you sissy. That's it. Thrust it all out. Every negative thought, every doubt. You are a sissy. You're my sissy. That's what you are. And now it's time to sleep. That's it. Deep sleep. And just drift away. When you awaken, you'll be back in your apartment, and you won't consciously remember where we've hidden the cameras and microphones. You won't consciously remember that I've made you more fully into a sissy with my hypnosis. You'll just feel the effects of who you are, and you won't ever doubt that I always know what's best for you. So just sleep now. And when you awaken, you'll feel so much better.